Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
For the breaking Bachelor news, of course, we go directly to Dean Richards.
Well, we've got some juicy news from The Bachelor today. Its host for the past 19 years is out. This has been brewing for some time now. Chris Harrison has officially been given his walking papers. He wanted to continue as the host, making $5 million a season for it, and had every intention on coming back. But that stopped earlier this year when he defended one of the contestants who had admitted attending a plantation-themed party in college. So nobody was really happy that he went out of his way to defend her. Either way, he was going to leave. And as he was being shown the door, the New York Post is reporting that Harrison demanded that ABC pay him $25 million or else he would start spilling the show's dirty little secrets, like infighting between the contestants and drug use and complaints that were ignored by the network. Basically, all the things that all of us here on Bob's show we have to put up with every single morning.
Yeah, I have the agreement signed by all of you,
though.
For $25
million, I'd be happy to spill my guts also. Anyway, they did reach an exit settlement, as it's being called, for much under $25, but he is done as host of The Bachelor.
And Kim Kardashian, what's this restraining order now?
Yeah, as much as I have, you know, no particular affection one way or the other for the Kardashians, it is very disturbing when people start making threats against people who are in public positions like Kim Kardashian, so much so that she had to file a restraining order against an alleged stalker, some guy that keeps showing up at her house and has been showing up with more frequency since her marriage to Kanye West fell apart. He's been harassing her by the mail. He sent her a self-made marriage certificate. He sent her a package which was intercepted by her security team that contained a diamond engagement ring. Now is under restraining order that keeps him from physical distance, but also to keep him from mailing things to her and sending letters to her. He's in past mailings expressed his desire to pursue a physical relationship with her as well. So that's where it gets a little bit dangerous.
It comes with the territory, unfortunately. Our Armie Hammer has checked himself into rehab. What's his situation?
Yeah, I've got nothing but happy stories today. As you can hear, actor Armie Hammer has had just a terrible year with sexual assault allegations against him. His agent dropped him. His wife is filing for divorce. He's lost several movie roles along the way, and now there are reports that he's checked himself into rehab. He was spotted in Orlando, Florida, being dropped off at an airport by his estranged wife and his two kids, all saying goodbye to him. Later, he was seen at a treatment center in the Orlando area, where he has reportedly been since May the 31st, seeking drug, alcohol, and sex treatment issues. Family friend says that he's committed to getting healthy, and so we'll see what's going to happen. Several women have accused him of sexual assault. Police have launched an investigation into this, and he has not been charged with anything. He has consistently denied any wrongdoing, but he is taking some steps to try to correct some things in his life, you know, that he feels are not right. You know, and all of this, you know, going with, he's from the famous, Arm & Hammer family. So you think, you know, you're raised with every privilege, you're raised with nothing but money. that your life would be perfect. I guess here is an example of where that is not necessarily the case.
My goal in life, Dean, is to become the first multi-billionaire who does not have any problems.
Wow. Good luck with both of those things.
And before I forget, I just started watching with my wife last night on HBO Max, Mayor of Easttown, mm-hmm. with Kate Winslet. That looks, we only finished one episode, but that looks really good. And she's unbelievable.
Yeah, everybody is raving about it. I haven't seen any of them yet. But everybody that I know who has seen it has said Kate Winslet's amazing. The whole thing is amazing. So, you know, that's definitely one. If you want to get out of the heat and stay inside and watch something, that's probably a good one to binge.
Does Kate Winslet, she has a British accent,
oh, yes,
right?
Very much.
You know what's incredible to me? I mean, you know, she's playing this this police detective in a small Pennsylvania town. And how they do the American accent like that, it's really incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. I love when you get fooled like that.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of shows to binge, by the way, they announced yesterday that there will not be a season two of WandaVision, a tremendously popular show over the past, three, 4 months, I guess. I think Disney Plus, I'm pretty sure it's a Disney Plus show.
Yep.
They announced just going to be one season. It's a limited series. They're going to keep it that way.
Tyler Perry is busy. What's he doing, Dean?
Well, you know, he announced 2 years ago that he was going to retire his Medea character, a character, by the way, which originated here in Chicago when he was first starting off, before he was the big media mogul that he is today. Started off by going to local theaters around America, most notably the New Regal Theater on 79th Street near Stony Island, would sleep in his car and put on these shows of this character, where he'd put on a dress and a wig and played this sassy senior citizen, Medea, turned that into a motion picture. There have now been 13 Medea movies that have taken in $1 billion in box office receipts. He decided to retire the Medea character 2 years ago, but yesterday announced that he is bringing Medea out of retirement. And we'll do at least one more movie, this time for Netflix, that will be called A Medea Homecoming. It is expected to be out sometime next year. They haven't said anything about cast or plot yet. I would imagine that it's his. He's got a kind of an ensemble of regulars who have been in all of the Medea movies. Many of the characters in these movies are him. Mm-hmm. He's very much like Eddie Murphy, playing many of the characters in his movies. But I kind of like the Medea character. I think it's going to be fun. I was sorry when he said he was going to retire.
He's good. I like Tyler Perry. The Annie musical is back. And when and where?
This is going to be, you know, one of these Broadway musicals that they do live on television. They've done this, I don't know, the past 7, 8 years, something like that. The latest one will be Annie, the musical. It's going to be on NBC December the 5th. And they just announced the first cast member of this. It will be former Empire star Taraji P. Henson playing Miss Hannigan in the movie. The person who runs the orphanage, even though she hates kids. She said that she was very inspired to take this role because she's such a big fan of Carol Burnett, who played the role back in 1982, that she has studied Carol Burnett, idolizes her as far back as she can remember, and hopes that she does Carol Burnett proud in taking on this new role.
Meryl Markle has released a children's book. What's the title of this book? Things to Think About If You're Dreaming of Marrying a Prince?
He says, not exactly. Not exactly what it's called. The book is titled, just had that here and the computer screen went bad. It's called The Bench. It's called The Bench. It's her first children's book that has just come out in the United Kingdom. And it's really getting kind of mixed reviews. The book is said to explore the relationship and special bond between fathers and son as seen through the mother's eyes, which is a very interesting concept. But she is so polarizing there. You either love her or hate her in the UK, and I guess probably here too. Some people are trashing it, and some people are saying that it's sweet. But it has come out. It's intended to be a children's book, to read about yourself and parents and so forth. So if you're a Meghan Markle fan, there you go.
Come on, people. Can't we just love everybody? Yeah, peace and love.
We can't report on the Kardashians, the Friends reunion all the time.
That's right.
We have to go to our other stories we're required to cover by FCC rules.
What are you cooking on good old Channel 9 today?
Oh, today we're doing some more grilling because I can't be outside in the hot, humid weather standing in front of a hot grill enough. I'm doing some... We did a whole bunch of grilling, for the holiday weekend. I didn't get around really to doing any chicken on the grill, which I think is just great on the grill. But I'm going to focus specifically on chicken thighs today, grilling some chicken thighs. And the reason why I'm doing that is that they're so good on the grill. They're so forgiving to possible overcooking. A lot of people go strictly for the chicken breasts, which are great, but can be very dry if you're not super, super careful cooking them in any way, but especially on the grill. Thighs are a little more moist, a little more forgiving if you leave them on there a little bit too long. But I'm going to do them barbecue style, Greek style, and teriyaki style, three different ways today. And as always, the fun of all my cooking segments is the danger factor.
Sure.
Whether or not I hurt myself, set myself on fire. Bob, you would have been so proud. This wasn't on the air. It happened in between segments. But I was preparing something this past Monday on Memorial Day. And one of the people who were supposed to clean the grill ahead of time did not.
Uh-oh.
And we had a grease fire. We actually had a major... I'm cooking, and all of a sudden, the grill flares up like crazy.
Oh, that's good TV.
And I wish we had been on the air, because it really would have been. It was very visual.
Well,
I thought, what do I do? I opened the bottom cabinets. There was fire down below also.
Well,
I had the sense to turn the gas off on the propane tank, thank goodness, because it could have potentially been really incredibly dangerous, but... that's what could have happened.
You would have gone viral.
Right.
Well, we'll be watching today, and there's a good chance of heat stroke, I guess.
Yeah, let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Good luck. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.